Last week, President Trump referred to a conversation he had with the president of the Virgin Islands. Of course, Trump is the president of the U.S. Virgin Islands. He was speaking of this U.S. territory's governor. But social media immediately lit up with people wondering if the president's misspeak explained what they saw as a slow reaction. In a letter to congressional leaders last week, the governor, Kenneth Mapp, said there's no power on St. John, very limited power on St. Thomas and St. Croix. Virtually all of the power infrastructure is gone. And the Congressional Black Caucus has asked Speaker Ryan to authorize a congressional visit to USVI. Well, Pastor Jeff Neville is there at the St. Thomas Reformed Church on a rare cell phone. And Pastor Neville, you told us a month ago the situation was dire. How does it look now?
There are glimmers of hope everywhere, and some days are better than others. Right now, we had a bit of a setback over the weekend because we have tropical storm rains coming and flash flood warnings again, and just a huge setback in the recovery efforts. And of course, it kind of takes the blows to people who are already tired and wet and having to go through it all again.
Well, you're on St. Thomas. Where are people still, without roofs, without homes? I mean, talk about why they are wet.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was complete devastation. You don't come back from that in a month. I mean, some people have tarps on the roofs, but you get high winds and they get blown off easily and they get wet again. And recovery efforts are going slow, and they're hindered by continued rains and flooding. I mean, I'm standing on the main street now, and there's water just pouring down from the hills and flooding the downtown area once again. And roads around the island are continuing to get washed out, which slows down the line crews, which prevents them from getting the power back on. And our power's off again. We had it downtown, but it's off once again. So, yeah, it's just a two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah. What about food, drinking water?
It's more accessible now, or at least it has been, for those who can afford to get to the store and stand in line and get it. But there are still a lot of people who can't afford to do that, who aren't working, who don't have an income, and they rely on the food that we're distributing. We served over 300 families with our distribution on Saturday. We'll do it again on Wednesday. And we're just, leaning on private donations. Things like diapers and baby formula, things like that are hot items.
Look, we're talking to you on a tough cell phone, which is, very little other way to speak to anyone there. Mm-hmm. So I just want to repeat what you just said. Your church is distributing food and diapers and things like that to people.
Yes, we've been doing it since after Irma, and we obviously were shut down for 2 days as Maria hit, but we opened right up with my brother's workshop right next door. They're serving over 1,000 meals every day, and we've been distributing now 2 days a week as we get supplies in.
Well, look, I don't want to put you, a pastor, in the position of competing for relief, but how has it felt to see, look, in Puerto Rico, they are, feeling like they're not getting response, but we're seeing reporters, we're seeing presidential visits there. Is there a feeling that the U.S. Virgin Islands has been overshadowed by that?
It depends on who you talk to. I don't have a lot of time to read the headlines and catch up on national or international news, but what's happening here is there's a groundswell of local people working together, and we're helping each other out. And, it'd be nice to have more help and more attention from the powers that be, and I know they're doing what they can, I suppose, but that's not my concern. My concern are the people here in my community that are hungry and need food and water, and we're doing our best to try to meet those needs.
Yeah. Well, and I have to tell you, we have been thinking a lot about the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then that got heightened yesterday. There's a blogger who sent out a tweet about how bad the situation is there, the huge loss of power, as you say, still the flooding, shortage of food, no money, people not working. And somebody in my feed who is a President Trump supporter wrote back and said, it's your government's fault. You have a broken government. Don't you have people who are linesmen who can work on the power? What's your thinking when you hear someone saying, it's your fault?
I say, do you want to be part of the problem or part of the solution? We can stand here all day and cast blame on why this, is the way it is, but it doesn't change the fact that it is the way it is. So let's try to get to the root of the problem and start making positive change. And you have to be positive in a time like this, and you have to help each other out. And yes, there's a lot of corruption. Yes, there's probably money that's not getting here. Look, somebody got a a shipment of, they were supposed to get a generator, and it was mailed to them, and it was full of rock. So somewhere between the state through Puerto Rico to here,
the generator
was taken.
Wait, I want to be sure we've heard that. Someone bought a generator on St. Thomas from mainland U.S., and the box arrived full of rocks?
Shipped it here, yeah. And, I mean, we're still waiting for shipments and stuff. I don't know where it is. Some of the stuff is getting here, and I'm not casting any blame on anybody. I'm just saying it happens. But let's deal with what we got and do the best of what we can and move forward and work together to move forward.
That's Pastor Jeff Neville of the St. Thomas Reformed Church there on St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, still without power, flooding from weekend rains. Pastor Neville, thank you so much, and we just wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate your support and prayers.